This is as simple as it gets. Congress created an agency and has funded the agency. The president cannot unilaterally close the agency.
Robert Weissman with Public Citizen. The group is helping represent the foreign aid workers in a federal lawsuit that was filed late Thursday.
We have received notification that as of Friday at 11:59 p.m., the remaining number of employees on active duty, both civil service and foreign service, will be 294. The rest of the service will be furloughed and put on administrative leave pending what we assume will be a reduction in force.
Randy Chester with the American Foreign Service Association, which is suing along with the American Federation of Government Employees, he says it would cost the U.S. more than $20 million to bring the employees home.
Kids will be pulled from schools, spouses are losing jobs, families are thrown into uncertainty with no clear plan.
Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.